Betty Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple and dear Jack.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie critic, regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, we're looking at one film this week. It's a superhero, or is it super villain film by the name of Venom?
It is a super villain film about Venom, the infamous Marvel character who's best known as the antagonist towards Spider-Man.
But we have seen him on film before, as we were speaking about off-air. The Spider-Man 3, the original Sam Raimi trilogy, he was one of several poorly conceived villains in that particular film, now getting this solo project years and years later.
Yeah, a solo project that is also probably as equally poorly conceived, if the early reviews were anything to go by, and I have to agree with them. I have to admit that watching the movie, I'll admit, it was a bit of a guilty pleasure. There were bits that I enjoyed a little bit. Don't judge me too much on that, but on the whole, I have to admit that the movie itself was just very poorly made.
One of my questions that I had for this one, is it actually part of the Marvel-verse that, you know, kind of kicked off with the Iron Man films? We now see Tom Holland's Spider-Man as part of this universe as opposed to the previous Spider-Mans, or is it its own independent film?
To my understanding, Marvel said that Sony had to cut down on a lot of content for Venom, especially the more gorier, bloodier stuff that would have gotten it like an MA rating here, because Sony was hoping to do a crossover with Tom Holland's Spider-Man when he's running around the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and so that's the reason why they had to cut a lot of content, because they have their fingers crossed hoping that that will happen, but there's nothing set in stone yet.
Okay, so this sounds like we've ended up with the worst of both worlds when putting this film together. Yeah. Okay, was there anything good? You said it was a bit of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I'll admit that the script itself had a lot of stuff going for it. I admit that I really enjoyed the banter between Eddie Brock and the Venom symbiote, the little alien that attaches itself to Eddie Brock, the main character. And it got a lot of solid laughs out of me. Like, the Venom character got some of the best lines in the movie, I'll admit, that made me laugh, and the rest of the audience laugh a lot. But admittedly, there are some more serious moments that also got a laugh out of me because of how ridiculous the situation was on the screen. So, a bit of a mixed bag on the laughs area. And Tom Hardy, despite, you know, what he'd been given you know, in this movie, he did the best that he could, and he seemed to be having a fair amount of fun while making this movie as well. It looks like he's fairly optimistic about making a sequel, whether it's a solo project or part of the MCU or part of the Sinister Six or whatever Sony has planned for Venom. He seems to be pretty on board with that.
But overall, this film not exactly going to be drawing in the crowds the way most Marvel films would. In fact, this isn't even a Marvel film, technically speaking. This is a completely Sony project. Not going to be drawing in those big crowds.
Well, actually, I'm not so sure about that, because the critics have been panning it online so far, but on Internet Movie Database, it has a score sitting at around 7, which means that most of the audience actually quite enjoyed it.
Okay.
But I'll admit that even though I did enjoy parts of it, most of it, as I mentioned, I have to put on my critics hat now, not my mindless audience member hat. For this movie, most of the actors, I can tell, aside from Tom Hardy, don't really seem to be giving it their all. Like Michelle Williams, you can tell throughout the movie, she seems to be getting increasingly disinterested in this movie. She seems to be doing some good acting at the beginning, and then the longer the movie goes on, she seems to be less and less interested. Or some of the actors, like Riz Ahmed, are playing this generic, like, evil scientist that would be completely at home in a James Bond film. I'm not sure why they thought, you know, it's happened, you know, 500 times in James Bond and other superhero movies, let's do it again, because he's got no good content to work with. He's just playing a generic, shouty, you know, bring me my weapons, I'm going to go and defeat this villain myself, and that sort of character. And it just, you know, it's been done to death, basically. And everything that the movie can offer has already been done before, even better in other Marvel films, and the plot is frequently contrived, so characters seem to be doing, like, all motivated by whatever the plot needs, and then they'll change allegiances without really giving any reason, or things happen in the plot without really much explanation, just because it seems like the plot demands for it to happen. It was very poorly thought out movie. And finally, we both like comic book heroes, right? We've both read comic book stories, and you followed Venom. You followed Venom on, you know, the comic book pages, right?
Well, yeah, I know his career, such as it were.
Yeah, and he comes off as being very unpredictable in, like, the comic book series and in, like, some of the other media, but he just ends up playing like a generic superhero, but, like, you know, with a, you know, the twist that he's actually also a villain. But the thing is, he doesn't really do anything villainous other than threaten to bite off a character's head or something. There's no tension behind
that. Seems reasonably villainous. I feel like if somebody came up to me and said, I'm going to bite off your head, I would go, you are a villainous character and I do not want to have anything to do with you.
Well, yeah, but he just sort of makes these sort of empty threats because the audience is supposed to be behind him for once instead of rooting against him. But there's no tension at all. You know he's going to beat the baddies, he's going to win, he's going to win in a massive CGI fest and so on. And I feel that, to be honest, they needed Spider-Man here to flesh out the more, like, more aspects of his character, the more villainous side, and I'm sure that they could have written up some excellent banter between Venom and Spider-Man as well, but without Spider-Man there, it just feels like there's no tension or there's nothing really to hook in, like, the audience and to keep them in suspense.
Oh, well, there you go. Regular Size Kev saying Venom is a bit of box office poison by the sound of things. Not probably worth the price of admission. Thanks very much, Kev.
You're welcome.